Bloomberg on the Economy with Mike McKee and Carol Masser. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
We want to get to our next guest because we're going to talk a little bit about the commodity market. Jim Rohmer is a meteorologist and commodity trading advisor. He advises hedge funds and commodity traders, and he joins us this morning. Jim, good morning.
Hi, Carol. Much less dire circumstances than when I was there during Sandy, I'll tell you. But it looks like some snow there maybe on Friday. Every time we talk, we have a storm, it looks like.
Well, all right. How worried do we need to be about this storm? Is it a big deal or not really?
Well, it's, you know, obviously with the warm ocean temperatures, what we saw with Sandy was just incredible. And I unfortunately would not be surprised if we see more storms, longer-term hurricanes along the East Coast because of the warm oceans. But as far as the weekend situation, maybe a few inches of snow, good for the ski areas, not a big deal. But I think we're going to be going into a colder late February and early March weather pattern that potentially could have some spark in maybe the heating oil and maybe the natural gas market later this winter.
All right. So you're talking about the U.S. market specifically, correct?
Yeah. I mean, basically, you know, crude oil has been rallying a lot here the last few months because of a weaker dollar and also a recovery in the global economy and some shutdowns of refineries in New Jersey and the cold weather in Europe and a lot of snow there and also the cold snap we had here recently in the East has somewhat helped a little bit the heating oil market versus some of the spreads against crude oil. And I think we're going to see probably a cold end of the winter this year versus a year ago.
So, so much for the groundhog saying maybe an early spring?
Did he say that?
I think he did. It was over the weekend. It kind of got lost in the shuffle. But at least, you know, I didn't follow it closely, but someone came up to me and said, don't worry, because it was so cold this weekend on Saturday. He said, don't worry, it's going to be an early spring, according to the groundhog.
Well, we have one of the most Jekyll and Hyde weather patterns. Maybe it matches my personality. I don't know. that we've seen globally with weather in many, many years, because we're in between kind of an El Nino and a La Nina weather pattern. Without going into too much detail, we saw, you know, incredible prospects for the South American soybean crop all during December and January. Now to see in the last few weeks, dry weather in Argentina, too wet in northern Brazil. They can't get the soybeans out of the ground. We've seen the soybean market turn around here in a flash the last few weeks because of this. On top of that, we still have the drought in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska we're trying to figure out. We have some rain coming up next week that's pressuring the wheat market. But to get a longer-term perspective in some of these grains and ag markets right now is really difficult because of how the atmosphere just keeps flipping back and forth.
Well, talk to me about that back and forth, because is it because we have two different things going on, or is it because of global warming, or what is it, Jim, based on your analysis and your knowledge?
I try to stay in the middle of global warming because I know everybody has different opinions, and I don't want to come across as being too political. I certainly believe in it to a certain extent, but it's not the only factor. We're seeing, for example, you know, very cool ocean temperatures along the equator that represents La Nina, that represents maybe this drought getting worse this spring and summer for corn crops and wheat. But then we're seeing another sign of something called the Southern Oscillation Index. Again, not going into too much detail. That's in the negative range, which represents low pressure around Australia and high pressure over Tahiti. Basically, what that would suggest is, no, this drought's going to break in the wheat areas in the Corn Belt this spring and summer, and could be a big shot in the arm for cattle ranchers who have reduced their herds substantially the last 2 years because of this drought in Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas. We've seen consumer beef prices rally about 4% the last 6 months and 10% the last year because of this drought in the plains where cattle ranchers are paying higher prices for corn to feed cattle and are moving cattle off the herd. So it's really important the next 3 or 4 months what happens for many commodities all through the Western Corn Belt plains and the cattle producing areas.
So based on what you're seeing, it's difficult to actually kind of make some longer term trades right now.
Well, you know, hedge funds want to know longer-term stuff.
And right.
I mean, there's a lot of short-term opportunities in some of the grain markets right now. And until I can see a little bit more consistency with El Nino, La Nina, and global ocean temperatures, I don't want to stick my neck out as far as the spring and summer right now. Sometimes you have to just be careful and be patient. You can't always force something. And that's kind of what I'm thinking right now is just the way bit longer to see kind of the proper pool balls fall into the right pockets before I can really guess at the spring and summer's weather. But I think, you know, historically, these droughts don't continue, and historically, we see corn yields rebound in the United States after two bad years. But you know something? We are in uncharted territory. Call it global warming, call it whatever, with the way the world's weather's been the last few years, from just, you know, these hurricanes and floods in Australia last week, and just droughts in Russia two or three summers ago, that it's very difficult to use typical long-range techniques that I've been so good at using for so many years to say with a high degree of confidence what's going to happen 3 to 6 months right now.
What about the energy area?
Well, and just before I mentioned that, you know, I'm in Florida right now. We got a really dire situation with the orange crop. We saw oranges prices dropped 25% last month because there's no freeze in Florida. And when there's no freeze, you see hedgers sell orange juice. But we have a very unusual green disease, it's called, with citrus canker. I'm walking around outside seeing oranges just falling off the trees here. And though there's no liquidity in the orange juice market, this market will probably take off, considering the weather pattern we've had here in Florida. But the energy market, you know, is not all weather. You know, I think probably this cold in the east the last 5 or 6 days, and also in Europe, has probably helped somewhat, maybe a minor factor, of heating oil rallying against crude oil here. That spread was not working for weeks. And now with the end of winter, you know, if refiners and traders are caught short the market and we have a cold end of the winter, you know, given tight supplies of heating oil, we're normally supposed to be warming up, that could create more of a rally into the mid-February to early March time frame. And I also think natural gas, which has been really tough to trade this winter, because we have a back-and-forth weather pattern,
right,
cold 1 week, warm. That's not.
But the glut is still there.
We still have a glut, yeah, because of all the shale production. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the days of the pre-Katrina years when Enron was around with this incredible volatility in natural gas is gone because of the high, you know, supplies we have. We'll probably get, if we have a cold mid-February through early to mid-March, the market will probably rally 5 or 10%, you know, from where it is right now. But as far as a major bull market, there's got to be some changes in government policy, again, you know, versus this fracking, which I think is an environmental concern, frankly.
Right.
We won't get into that, but that's my feeling. You know.
Interesting things to certainly keep an eye on and keep us all busy. Hey, Jim, thank you so much. Jim Rohmer, he's meteorologist and commodity trading advisor for hedge funds and commodity traders, with the lowdown on the commodity market and how weather is impacting that.
Listen to Bloomberg on the Economy weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.